Thank you. So I want to talk about some research I've been doing just in the last couple years, actually, in Ghana. And unlike some of the people who are presenting here and at the other international talks I've seen, I'm relatively new to this and to doing international work. So I've had a very steep learning curve, and I'm very much in awe of those people who are conducting multi-country randomized controlled trials, which I hope to get to, but I'm kind of going step by step. I was interested in postpartum depression, in part because when I look at the projects that are going on, I also do a lot of stuff related to stillbirth prevention, and I'm doing some projects there in Ghana. But when I looked at mental health in developing countries, I realized there's almost nothing there. And it seemed like a very good place for someone who is very junior with not a lot of resources and a few medical students to maybe start to build some research. So I want to talk about a project that we're doing in Ghana. Financial disclosures to present. So if you can see, this is Ghana. It's one of 68 countries that have the Millennium Development Goals, which gives you a sense of sort of where it is. It has very high rates of fetal death, infant death, and maternal mortality. Better than some countries in Africa, but still quite high. There has been one review of postpartum depression in Africa. There are no studies that were included in this review from Ghana. And it suggested perhaps an 18% rate of postpartum depression. For comparison, in the U.S., most of the studies have indicated postpartum depression rates probably between about 12 and 15%, although those numbers vary. The scope in Africa varies greatly from less than 10% to close to 50%. So we just don't have very many studies to look at yet. There have been a couple of very small studies of postpartum depression in Ghana, both looking at 9 to 11% rates. But almost everything that's been done is in high-income countries. And in fact, if you go to PubMed and you just Google Ghana, you only come up with 6,000 articles. If you go to the U.S. and you Google something like postpartum depression, you probably get 20 or 30,000 articles. So it's quite striking how little research there is. In Ghana, only about 1 out of every 100 patients who has a mental health disorder get psychiatric care, and generally this is limited to folks who have a florid psychosis and so are visibly distressed. And there are fewer than 10 trained psychologists in the entire country of Ghana, so they are working with enormous resource limitations. So in high-income countries, depression is linked with a lot of adverse outcomes for both babies and mothers. What got me interested is that in low-income countries, in addition to these kinds of problems, there are a number of studies in Bangladesh and India and some other places linking maternal depression to infant growth and health outcomes, which got me thinking about how maternal depression might have significant effects on the entire family and on one of my interests in infant mortality. Maternal health might play a big role. So I was interested in prevalence and risk factors for postpartum depression among mothers of sick infants in Kumasi, Ghana. So here's Ghana. We were working in Kumasi, and part of the reason I picked this is that Kumasi is the second biggest city in Ghana, and it's very representative of the country as a whole. It's not the biggest city, which has a little bit higher rates of education and wealth and is doing a little better in terms of health outcomes. It's not the worst, which is up in the northern part of the country, but it's very representative. We were working at Komfonoche Teaching Hospital, which, just to give you some perspective, has about 14,000 births a year. We were in the mother-baby unit, which is the equivalent of a NICU like we have here, except without any of the equipment that we have available here. About 4,500 admissions a year, 21% in-hospital mortality rate. So it gives you a sense of how sick these babies are. This hospital has one psychiatrist who is often not there because he's teaching around the country. So a few pictures of the hospital where we were at. This is Komfonoche. This is a picture of the outside of the maternity ward. This is a picture of the inside of the maternity ward. Not everybody is wearing little black rectangles over their eyes, but trying to protect the patients. This is basically where the patients hang out. This is where they wait to get information about their babies. This is where all the teaching is done. This is the only space they have. And on the side wall, there are three individual rooms where usually about 70 or 80 babies are kept in a space probably no larger than this room. This is their high-dependency unit, so the very sickest babies. You'll note in particular the lack of medical equipment that you might see in the United States or other high-income countries. So we did a convenience sample of 153 mothers, which was basically the number that we could complete in the time that we had there. We conducted the study last summer. Interviews were either in English or Tree, which is the most common local language there, and they were semi-structured, looking at depression, but a whole lot of other issues that we were also interested in. This is a picture of one of my medical students who was involved in this, along with Monica, who is one of the nurses who helped with translation, and you can see one of the mothers there in an interview. For depression, we use the PHQ-9. The reason we picked this particular screen is it is one of the few that has actually been tested in Ghana against other screeners. Seemed to be easier for the mothers to understand and more predictive compared to clinical interviews. And for this study, I used a 3-category outcome just because that seemed clinically helpful, as opposed to just depression versus no depression. So our results. Just to give you a sense of the demographics, these are very representative for the country as a whole. You'll see a range of education, about a third of the women from a rural area, about half reported that their income was below average, which is actually a screening question that's been tested in Ghana as an SES question. We asked about risk factors which have been shown in high-income countries, and you'll see that about a third had evidence of prior depression. I want to talk about two questions in particular which were helpful questions for us. One, we were advised by somebody in Ghana. I used a social support measure that I've used in the United States, and I wasn't sure if it would work in Ghana, and actually it didn't work particularly well. But one person said to me, you know, when moms leave the hospital, they have relatives who either come with them or they go to the relative's house. And why don't you ask about whether this mom has those relatives available? So we did do this, and this actually turned out to be a really good question in terms of identifying social support. The other thing we asked about, because it's been shown in high-income countries to be a risk for depression, is interpersonal violence. We used questions that had been asked by the Ghana Health Service in their national health surveys, and we asked about violence with a current partner. So you'll see about half reported violence with a current partner. Very high rates of depression in this population. If you look at sort of the red and upper yellow and purple bars, you'll see that about a third had scores indicating moderate or severe depression, and another third with scores indicating mild depression. This is a very busy table. I'm just going to walk you through a few parts of it. And by variable analysis, demographics didn't make a difference in outcome, which was interesting to us because it does make a difference in high-income countries. This was a small study, so we may not have had the numbers. We had 5 factors that did make a difference just in bivariable analysis. Having had a home delivery as opposed to a hospital delivery, about a third of women deliver at home in Ghana. Having a singleton birth versus twins. Having no relatives help after birth, which was our social support question. And having either history of interpersonal violence with the partner or rating your own health as poor or fair. When we did multivariate analysis, we took all of those variables. We took out 2 of them that had very small subgroup size, and we found that higher depression scores were associated with interpersonal violence with current partner or with rating your own health status as poor or fair. So limitations, this is obviously a convenient sample. It was self-report. We used the PHQ-9, which has been tested in Ghana but doesn't have extensive testing, and it's also not diagnostic. And the timing could represent some depression during pregnancy because some moms were not a long way out of birth. I'm going to skip the research challenges and just talk about my conclusions that nearly 40% of moms had fairly high scores. First study on this population in Ghana. And there's a critical need for follow-up. And in 2012, this last summer, we went back and matched American students with Ghanaian students or physicians, went back out and talked to as many of these moms as we could in the community to assess follow-up rates of depression. So we're still working on looking at that data, but that's going to be very interesting because there have been no longitudinal studies here in Ghana. Thank you.